Direct primary care is a model where patients pay monthly fees to their doctors for specific care without dealing with insurance companies. Currently, these agreements are not subjected to insurance regulations, but there is no written law that guarantees that. A bill on the way to Governor Rick Scott protects these direct care agreements, keeping them out of the Florida insurance code. Zephyr Hills Republican Representative Danny Burgess believes the model could lead to more preventative health care.
With more affordable primary care, we're going to be focusing in on more preventative medicine, hopefully mitigating the need more so than not to have to present themselves to an ER, to an urgent care, or to other forms of potentially catastrophic situations. So preventative care is key, and we need to encourage that, and I think this bill actually helps do that.
And Brandon Republican Senator Tom Lee says this measure will not only benefit patients, but doctors who can circumvent the time-consuming insurance process.
We're obviously looking for ways to be more creative, to offer different service delivery models here in the state of Florida. And this is an approach that would allow direct primary care physicians who want to take advantage of this opportunity to enter into agreements and avoid the 30 to 35% of their staff time that ends up getting consumed in dealing with insurance companies.
Not all lawmakers are believers. Weston Democratic Representative Richard Stark is fearful the bill could lead to more cases of patients being scammed.
Eventually, people are going to begin marketing it. Eventually, insurance agents in the field will probably sell it. And unfortunately, people who are not licensed have no idea what's going on in the healthcare delivery system. They may be marketing this. And we've had plenty of scams in the past where people buy what they call discounts to see doctors, even though this is not it's similar, and then people use this and they think they have insurance when they don't.
Because the practice is relatively new, there's not enough available research showing its effects. But the model has been endorsed by organizations like the Heritage Foundation and Heartland Institute. The bill is now awaiting Governor Rick Scott's signature. For WFSU News, I'm Andrew Quintana.